We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo was kidnapped by his father and uncle and taken aboard a vessel bound for Beirut. Marco Polo protested at the treatment he was receiving, but after talking with his servant Benno, he decided to make the best of the situation. Eventually, the vessel arrived at Beirut, and the party proceeded overland in the direction of Persia. They crossed the trackless desert, having engaged many bearers and beasts of burden. Marco Polo began to feel the joy of traveling, but he bemoaned the fact that the party was not meeting with many adventures. At last they came to a huge mountain, and high up on the side of the mountain they saw a large, well-fortified castle. Their servant Benno informed them that this was the castle occupied by an eastern prince known as the Old Man of the Mountain. And it is of interest to note that later travelers bore out the absolute truth of Marco Polo's story of the Old Man of the Mountain, who was the origin of many tales of folklore. Marco Polo and his party were attacked by soldiers coming from the mountain stronghold. They were surrounded and captured and carried to the castle. There they were placed in a dungeon to await their fate.
A fine ending to my travels to die like a rat in a dungeon.
Marco, my son, you have courage, have you not?
I have courage, father. Courage to fight. But how can I fight when I see no enemies?
I have heard much of the Old Man of the Mountain. I wonder if we will set eyes on him. Have courage, Marco. Mayhap it is not the will of this prince that we should die.
We were outnumbered. There was no chance to fight to save ourselves. Come, Benno, tell me some of the stories you have heard of the Old Man of the Mountain.
Oh, they say he is indeed a wicked prince who has lived in this mountain stronghold for many years. Did you observe the gold and silver adornments in the castle as we were brought in? Did you observe the rich jeweled headdresses of the men-at-arms?
All those I observed.
Spoils plundered from defenseless travelers, I am told.
Aye, master. Spoils plundered from defenseless travelers. All our goods, all our treasures have been stolen. But I have heard strange tales of this Prince Alauddin, who is called the Old Man of the Mountain. They say his warriors were all forced into his service, that he bewitches them by means of a strange drug which is called hashish.
I have heard of the drug hashish. Perhaps that is why they call the soldiers of the Old Man of the Mountain hashishians. They are the most murderous and deadly rogues in the whole world. They take this drug before they go into battle.
Hark. Someone approaches. They are unlocking the door of the dungeon.
You are to be taken into the presence of the Prince Alauddin, he who is called the Old Man of the Mountain. You will prostrate yourselves before him, and he shall decide your fate.
I shall prostrate myself before no robber tyrant.
Peace, Marco. No harm can come from your prostrating yourself. You will learn it is wise to humor these strange people.
Remember, we desire to leave here alive.
Come, follow me. And if you do not prostrate yourself before the prince, then will your head be struck from your shoulders.
Perforce we must obey, but we will not show fear, although our lives are at stake.
The officer and the soldiers led Marco Polo and his party through the great hall of the castle, and the travelers were bewildered to see that the walls were hung with cloth of gold. The marble pillars were inlaid with lapis lazuli. The clothes of the attendants glittered with diamonds, rubies, and precious stones. At last the party came to a halt before a door which appeared to be made of solid gold. Outside this door was a huge gong. The officer drew his sword and struck the gong.
Never have I seen such wonders, my father. Never such wealth.
See, the golden doors are opening.
Oh, I am afraid. We are to go into the presence of the Old Man of the Mountain.
Follow me.
A great tiled hall. There is a fountain playing in the center of the hall, casting colored splashes of water. Never have I beheld such wonder. Look at the end room. There is a throne, and on it sits a fat old man.
Doubtless the old man of the mountain.
Come, we are being led before him.
Strangers, cast yourselves down. Prostrate yourselves before Prince Alerdin, who is called the Old Man of the Mountain.
Willingly we prostrate ourselves before the mighty prince.
Come, Marco, make your obeisance.
Why does the young man not prostrate himself?
He is bemused with wonder at the many sights which he has beheld. Come, Marco, do not be foolish. Obey.
I obey. We prostrate ourselves before the Prince Alerdin.
You may rise, strangers. I give you greeting to my mountain kingdom.
The most high and mighty prince is gracious.
Bring carpet, that the strangers may seat themselves before me.
May we seat ourselves in your presence, O mighty one?
I have said that you may, O sour-faced man.
Marco, be silent.
It seems that the mighty Prince Alerdin has a discerning eye.
You are a tall young stripling and proud. You hesitated before making obeisance to me.
For that I ask your pardon, mighty prince.
It is well. You may seat yourselves now. Who is your leader?
I am the leader, O mighty prince. The tall young man is my son. This man on my right is my brother, and the other man is our servant.
It is not fitting that a servant should sit with his masters. Let him sit alone behind you.
Benno, sit behind us.
Tell me, what have you heard of me?
We have heard that you are a mighty prince, that you have lived in this castle for many years, holding it against all comers. That you are one of the richest princes in the world, and we have come to pay our respects to you.
You were brought to pay your respects to me. You did not come willingly. Whither are you bound?
We are bound for Persia, where we carry a message from the Pope of Rome to the Khan of Persia. We are but peaceful traders, mighty prince, meaning harm to no one, and we would seek your friendship.
The Khan of Persia is no friend of mine. Oft times has he sworn to make the road safe for travelers. Oft times has he tried to defeat me, to drag me out of my castle. But always we have remained safe, and his army has retired. Now I would speak with a young man, your son. Tell me, stripling, what think you of the wonders you behold?
I am bewildered, O mighty prince.
You are tall, strong, young. I have need of men like you in my army, my Hashishin.
O mighty prince, my son comes with us on our journey.
Your son can be of much use to me. Look you at my soldiers who stand about this great hall. They are chosen because of their strength, their height, their prowess in war. What name has this young man?
My name is Marco Polo.
Marco Polo, would you like to join my army?
Your Highness, I appreciate the honor you put upon me. But I must go on my journey with my father and my uncle.
They are useless old men. There is not much of life left to them. But you can stay here amidst riches, luxury. And mayhap you will meet many beautiful women.
Many, many beautiful women.
Many beautiful women?
Ah, my friend, I see the light of interest in your eyes.
Would you spare the lives of my father, my uncle, and my servant if I remain here in your service, O mighty prince?
I might find tasks for them in the castle. But know you that I am called the Old Man of the Mountain, and that I have powers greater than Allah himself.
Indeed, mighty prince, I have heard much of your power.
Those who are my friends can be transported to paradise. Do you know what paradise is like, Marco Polo?
Christian.
Paradise is the same for Christians as for Muslims. Think. Beautiful women with dark, bewitching eyes. Silken divans in which you may recline at ease. Rich, rare wines and perfumes. Ease, luxury, happiness, and all that the heart can desire. Is that not paradise, Marco Polo?
It is not the Christian paradise.
It is the Muslim paradise. And I shall send you to paradise with your father, your uncle, and your servant.
Does that mean we are to die, O mighty prince?
It means that you will be sent to paradise. But come, let us be friends.
A moment, mighty prince. I beg that you let my uncle, my father, and my servant live. If you command me to stay here to serve you, I will obey your orders.
You cannot stay here, Marco. Better to die with us.
Why fear death if death will take you to... Why fear death if death will take you to paradise? But come, you shall drink priceless wine with me before you go on your way to paradise. Bring wine for my guests, and wine for the old man of the mountain.
We do not wish your wine.
Would you refuse to drink with me? Know you not that that is a deadly insult?
I feel I need wine, something to revive my flagging courage.
Well spoken. The wine is being handed to you. Note the cups are of solid gold, studded with rubies and amethysts. A treasure robbed from the caravan of a wealthy Khan. And such wine as this needs gold and jeweled cups. It is the wine of the gods. Drink, my friend.
May happy means to be friendly to us, Father.
I have heard it said that if these people offer hospitality and you accept it, then they will not take your life.
Come, then, let us drink.
My friends, I pledge you in this priceless wine. May you have a quick and safe journey to paradise. Come, drink. It is the same wine as Prince Alauddin drinks.
We drink, O mighty prince, and pledge to you our loyalty and friendship.
It is well. Does the servant drink too?
I drink, O mighty prince.
Your cup is but of silver because you are a servant. But you have the same wine. Is the wine to your taste, my friend?
Never have I tasted such wine.
It is indeed the nectar of the gods.
Drain it to the last drop as I have drained mine, and hurl the jeweled cup away. Hurl them, I say, as I hurl mine. Speak, Marco Polo. Was the wine to your liking?
It was to my liking, Most High.
You do not care to stay here, where priceless jeweled cups mean naught to us? Where we can hurl... Do riches mean nothing to you, Marco Polo?
I would fain go on my journey with my father and my uncle.
You are bound on another journey. Do your eyes grow heavy?
Of a truth, my eyes do grow heavy.
The wine was drugged. I swear it.
Oh, my master, I am dying. And that wine was poisoned.
Aye, the wine was poisoned.
Oh.
This devilish prince desires that we should die.
Ah, my friends, the wine is working. You drank. You pleased the wine. But know you that you are now on your way to paradise.
I shall not die without striking a blow.
Marco, what ails you?
Fell to the floor.
Already he's on his way to paradise. You shall meet him there. Your journey has started, my friend. To paradise! To paradise!